This is the time in our service where we take the Lord's table together. And as we prepare to do so, I'd like to ask you to turn to Romans 5. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Romans 5. As you're turning to Romans 5, I'd like you to consider the following statements. Dead in transgressions and sins, walking according to the course of this world, living in the lusts of your flesh, indulging the desires of your flesh and mind, alienated, hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, a child of wrath, at enmity with God, an enemy of God. All of these statements either describe what you were at one time or what you are today. These descriptions are either currently true for you at this moment, or at one time they were true of you. And the reality of men and women and who they are in relation to God is tragic. Sin is rampant and indwells each individual, and each individual is accountable for that sin before a holy, just, righteous God. Sin has driven a wedge between the fellowship of God and man. But there's good news. There's good news. There's good news for the one who will look to God to bring about the reconciliation that must take place. If one is looking for reconciliation to God any other place than through God and in God and by God, they will not find what they are seeking. Yet God provided a way where there is no other. Read with me Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justification needed to happen, and that came by faith. Peace with God ensued, and that came through Jesus. We have peace with God, believer. You have peace with God. What more wonderful of a statement could ever be uttered from the mouth of man than I have peace with God? Does that reality impact you the way that it must? The one who was dead, me, being dead in my transgressions and sins, I have peace with God. The one who is walking according to the course of this world, you, believer, have peace with God. The one living in the lusts of their flesh and indulging the desires of their mind, us who were alienated and hostile and engaged in all sorts of evil deeds, we have peace with God. And it didn't come from us. It came because of Jesus. We were children of wrath, at enmity with God. Believer, you today have peace with God because Jesus on the cross did not. How has this reality impacted how you lived this last week? How will this reality impact, believer, how you live this next week? It must impact the way we live. Christian, remember Christ. Remember that you have peace with God because of Him. And examine your life. If there is known sin in your life, repent now. Repent from that sin. Turn from that sin. Why would you not repent? You have peace with God, and the price was the blood of Jesus. Why would we want to walk in that which He has freed us from and paid the price for? So Christian, take this time and remember the blood of Christ that was shed so that you might have peace with God. And remember His body that was crushed so that you might have peace with God. Remember that Jesus was raised and that He ascended to heaven. And remember, Jesus is coming again. And that is good news for us because we have peace with God. If this reality of who Jesus is and what He has done has not impacted you, if you are still at enmity with God, if you are still an enemy of God, if those statements that I said just a few moments ago describe you today, then I would plead with you. Peace with God is before you. In His Son, Jesus Christ. Repent today and turn to Jesus. Don't wait another moment. Believe upon the Lord Jesus. Turn from your sins and remember Christ with us this morning. Believe in Jesus as your only means of peace with God. Forsake your way of life and turn to Him. I plead with you. But if you will not turn from your sins, if you will not embrace peace with God through His Son, Jesus, this morning, then we would ask that as the bread and the cup come, the bread and the juice, just pass them. Don't take them. There's nothing for you to remember yet, as you are not at peace with God through Jesus. But I would plead with you, repent, turn to Jesus. The men are going to come in just a moment and they are going to pass out the bread and the juice. And believer, take the bread and remember Christ's body. And remember His blood that was spilt. And praise and thank God. And as you do so, remember the only reason you can is because Jesus brought about peace by the means of the very thing that you are remembering. Men, come and serve us. When your heart is prepared, please go ahead and take the bread and the cup, and then I will pray.